to hide the way I feel inside. To be a fly on the wall as you make your curtain call.
Welcome back to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CGSF 90.1 FM. My name's Robin. We heard Jocelyn Petite starting off that set with Silk and Spice. We heard Ruben Rake going to the far side of the country from Labrador, Newfoundland. They hail. A track called Snowing in July from the Bannerman Tapes, Volume 1. And that rippin' little instrumental was from Molly and Jack Tuttle. That was June Apple from the Old Apple Tree. I don't know about you, but one of my favorite things is crab apples, apples, homegrown apples, and they are just starting to come into ripeness. I was at some friends, and their neighbors had a couple of different varieties of apple trees. I'm not sure exactly what they were, but they just have this tart, tangy taste to them, you know, that is, there's something irresistible to me about that. And, you know, of course, the wasps like them too. And then I live fairly close to the the Copley Community Orchard and was walking through there yesterday. And likewise, they're starting to have boxes of apples, and you know where the community can help themselves to the odd apple or so. They're starting to get full. And my curiosity peaked because I haven't talked about berries in quite a long time. And I wondered if there was actually something called the appleberry. And by George, there is. It is the Billardieria scandens. Billardieria scandens, commonly known as appleberry or apple dumpling. And it sounds to me that it would come from the United States. And I don't know, maybe because I think about apple dumplings as sort of a U.S. thing. But it's actually an Australian native plant. And they grow in forests in the coastal and tablelands area of all of the states and territories in Australia, apart from the Northern Territory and Western Australia. They have a yellow flower and this sort of this fruit that is like an oblong berry that it initially is green in color and covered in fine hair that is kind of like a kiwi. It was first sort of discovered and described back in 1793, and they are attractive to both birds and people. And the fruits are only ripen after they drop to the ground. They're very valuable as quote-unquote bush food and are variously described as tasting like stewed apples or kiwi fruit. They also can be roasted when they're unripened, and who knew? Appleberries or apple dumplings. They have, in more recent times, I guess, become a popular choice in Australian gardens, especially those favoring indigenous plants, as a rambling yet non-dominant shrub. So I guess they take over without being invasive in terms of the garden, like most indigenous plants are like that. So curious. Appleberries and apple dumplings. Okay, continuing on with the music here, because this is primarily a music show where old time and bluegrass and instrumentals are the theme. This one's a little bit of a sing-along. It's an old-timey tune and indeed comes off an album called Ballad of America, Volume 2, America Singing. So if you know the words to this song, Blue Tail Fly, you can turn it up and sing along here on Roots and Berries.
When I was young, I used to wait on Master handing him his plate. And I brought his bottle when he got dry and brushed away the blue tail fly. Jimmy cracked corn and I to ride each afternoon. I'd follow with a hickory broom. The pony kicked his legs up high when bitten by the blue tail fly. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. The pony he run, he jump, he pitch. He threw my master in the ditch. My master died, and who'll deny the blame was on the blue tail fly? Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. We laid him under a simmon tree. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie, a victim of the blue tail fly. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. Old master's dead and gone to rest. They say all things is for the best. I won't forget until I die my master and the blue tail fly. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. The skeeter bites right through your clothes. A hornet strikes you on the nose. The bees may get you passing by, but oh, much worse, the blue tail fly. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. The master's gone away. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn. Gone away.
quelque part, au Saguenay, au lac, sa côte nord. On va tous s'arrêter, m'amener, me demander, aide ma douce moitié, pensez un peu. T'es-tu sérieuse? J'ai les vers dans le cul, pis j'ai les fourmis dans les jambes. Rien qu'à y penser, tu le sais-tu que je viens que des papillons dans le vent. Tantôt, cherche une viole à m'acheter. L'emmener un ticket n'importe où en ouais. J'suis aussi stable qu'une porte de merde. Change plus d'idée. Change de bobette. Qu'est-ce que tu vas faire, son étoilé? Vas-tu t'en retourner travailler? Me demandait ma blonde démouée de lui répondre. Pensez un peu. Sérieux, ça fait ben 15 ans que j'ai pas levé une pelle et ce sera pas demain la veille. Je serai prêt à firmer les bossesses jusqu'à retourner vendre la messe. M'en attendant, je chante des chansons. J'suis un homme orchestre à la maison. Pis si vraiment il le faut, ben je retournerai jouer dans le métro. Oh, y'a oublié tant sur 25 ans. On vend du tout mon Christophe Dan. Qu'est-ce que tu vas faire si j'ai des rides? Qu'est-ce que tu vas faire si je prends du bide? Me demande à ma blonde, et moi de lui répondre. Pense un peu, t'es-tu sérieuse? Arrête de boire, t'auras pas de bide. Arrête de rire, t'auras pas de rides. Mais c'est écrit en patois que t'as du fun. Dans tes livres de trop, clavier bonne. On s'en calisse-tu, t'es-tu sérieuse? T'es même plus cute quand t'es heureuse. Mais plus que pas toxique, les doigts dans le fond. Gargoton, pointe-toi des rires plus que des dettes. Mais qu'est-ce que t'as comme plan de retraite? Me demandait ma blonde et moi de lui répondre. Pense un peu, t'es-tu sérieuse? Ma retraite est déjà faite, 12 ans, pis 6 comme tous les jours. Ça me dit des choses de tous les jours. Un coup parti le dimanche aussi, ben 8 ans chez Nasteur. Jamais eu besoin de me lever de bonne heure. Pour tomber retraité, faudrait que je commence par travailler. Oh, y'a oublié rire pour ma 25 ans. On va du tout pour Christ notre cœur. On se fait tu des kills. T'es-tu gay, mon sport, tu en famille? Me demandais ma blonde et moi de lui répondre. Pense-y un peu, t'es-tu sérieuse? Si un chat donne pas les chiots, ça ferait des méchants moineaux. Sûrement comme moi, un enfant teflon, on va s'enfuir du sac de cochon. Si le fruit tombe jamais loin de l'arbre, et prête qu'on est dans ma. Quand tu t'appelles le pas de trembler, ça regarde mal pour être padré. On se pogne une terre pour y mettre nos semences. Une petite femme, mettre pas de compte à rendre. Me demandait ma blonde et moi de lui répondre. Pense un peu, es-tu sérieuse? Je pense que je suis rendu là. Un petit retour à terre, ben gaouro, avec un bon vieux tracteur à battre. Il va être la régine 4x4. Mais semble donc ça serait débile. J'aiguiserais enfin ma style pour faire mon propre bois. Parce que je peux style que ce pendant. Oh, y'a oublié plein de 25 ans. Tu me verras plus sortir de mon fond de rang.
Thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Before the high-tech gadgets used to track bird migration today, a Louisiana ornithologist studied migration with one simple tool, a telescope aimed at the moon. George Lowry dreamed up moonwatching in the 1940s to prove that birds regularly migrated across the Gulf of Mexico. He knew you could see the silhouettes of migrating birds passing in front of the full moon through a telescope. Working with an astronomer, Lowry turned moonwatching counts into standardized measurements to compare the amount of migration at different places and times. On a ship docked on the coast of Yucatan, Lowry pointed his telescope out over the Gulf. He calculated that 3,700 birds crossed an imaginary one-mile line on the water every hour. Then, in the 1950s, he organized the first continent-wide survey of migration patterns with thousands of volunteers across North America. Moonwatching became obsolete once scientists began using radar to monitor migration. But you can still point a telescope at the moon and see those flickering silhouettes of birds on the move. Learn more about the history of bird migration research in Rebecca Heisman's new book, Flight Paths, How a Passionate and Quirky Group of Pioneering Scientists Solved the Mystery of Bird Migration. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.